Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about the historic accomplishments of astronaut Christina Cook, who lives in Livingston when she's on Earth, and the first public forum for the Democratic candidates running for governor. It's Thursday, February 13th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. A Missoula police officer reported a shot was fired at his car yesterday morning, prompting officers to close streets and lock down buildings in the downtown area for several hours. The officer, who was not injured, reported his rear window was shot out at 9:45 a.m. Other officers responded. A perimeter was established around the area. Officials have not released any information about the potential suspect. Lockdowns that affected City Hall and Missoula County Administration buildings were lifted at about 2:30 p.m., and the entire area was opened by 3:30 p.m. Astronaut Christina Cook recently returned to Earth after a 328-day mission in space. The Livingston resident made history with the longest space flight by a woman astronaut and the first all-female spacewalk. Rachel Kramer reports Cook's contributions to science could be even more far-reaching.
During a NASA press call Wednesday, Christina Cook recalled what it was like to see Earth from space.
It just looked exactly like you might see in the pictures, except way more brighter, way more real. And I literally exclaimed, I just said, oh my goodness, it was phenomenal. It was that moment where I realized that, you know, this was real and that I had left our planet.
Cook spent nearly a year working at the International Space Station. Her long list of research projects included looking at how microgravity affects the growth of mustard greens, which could be important for future long-duration missions to the Moon and Mars. She also studied fire behavior in space and the structure of certain proteins.
To unlock some of these diseases that we all are looking for a cure for here on Earth, often we have to understand the structure of the proteins that actually are, you know, enable those diseases.
Cook says these particular protein crystals don't always grow very well on Earth.
So if we grow them in microgravity, we have a leg up on understanding their structure and then a leg up on, you know, learning about the medications that we can develop to fight those things.
Cook's extended mission will help researchers observe the effects of a long-duration space flight on a woman as NASA plans to send the first woman to the moon in 2024 and prepare for human exploration on Mars. During the press call, Cook was asked what she would say to the next generation of female space explorers after making history.
It is a great honor to know that that may be the case, and I've always said about any record that you set that my biggest hope is that it's exceeded as soon as possible.
Since her return to Earth February 6th, Cook says she has enjoyed reuniting with her family and dog and eating chips and salsa. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Enrollment at the University of Montana has continued to fall despite improvements in retention and student enrollment growth in graduate and law schools. The Missoulian reported that the university has seen declining enrollment since a record high point in fall 2011, with current numbers showing a nearly 35% decline since then. University officials say the census report released Tuesday shows that there were 10,247 students, including all grade levels. The report also shows an almost 90% retention rate of freshmen who re-enrolled for spring, the highest rate since 2016. The report also says graduate student enrollment and student enrollment in law school also increased. A man who is charged with accountability to deliberate homicide in the May 2017 shooting death of a Broadwater County Sheriff's deputy has filed a federal lawsuit against Governor Steve Bullock and the state of Montana. Lloyd Barris alleges he was arrested without a grand jury indictment, threatened with the death penalty, and has been denied a speedy trial. He is also seeking damages for the wrongful death of his son, Marshall Barris, during a shootout with police after a pursuit. Marshall Barris is believed to have shot and killed Deputy Mason Moore. Officials with the governor's office and the attorney general's office declined to comment. President Donald Trump has tweeted an endorsement for State Auditor Matt Rosendale in the Republican primary for Montana's U.S. House seat. Rosendale is one of six candidates seeking the Republican nomination. Montana's current U.S. Congressman, Republican Greg Gianforte, is running for governor. Trump called Rosendale a conservative fighter who stands with veterans and supports gun ownership rights. Trump came to Montana four times during the 2018 U.S. Senate race to campaign for Rosendale, who lost to incumbent Democrat John Tester. The two Democratic candidates for the 2020 governor's race participated in the first forum of their campaign last night in Billings. Kayla DeRoche reports.
The MSU College Democrats and Yellowstone County Democrats co-hosted the forum on the Montana State University Billings campus, where businesswoman Whitney Williams and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney fielded questions on topics including health care, education, and public lands over the course of 90 minutes. Around 200 people attended. Williams strove to distinguish herself as a new voice for Montana Democrats, a candidate with business experience who has never held public office but has deep political ties in the state. Cooney took over as lieutenant governor in 2016, and before that served as secretary of state and a state lawmaker, and highlighted his political background. The two candidates agreed on most issues during the forum, including the need to bring down the cost of medication. Williams said as governor, she'd cap insulin prices, work with the legislature to ensure transparency from drug companies, and take pharmaceutical companies to court for price gouging.
I'll join other states who are already leading the way on this issue, allowing prescription drugs to be imported from Canada. And those savings will be passed on to Montana's families.
She said Montana needs a governor with a fresh perspective on the issues. Cooney said as governor, he'd oppose block grants the Trump administration has proposed for Medicaid funding. He also said he'd help Montanans access more affordable insulin.
Back in August, I released a plan saying when I'm elected governor, on day one, we can start working on a plan that would allow Montanans to legally import drugs from Canada.
Both took the opportunity to attack Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte, who leads the fundraising in Montana's Republican Party primary race for governor. The three Republican candidates in the GOP primary, U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte, State Attorney General Tim Fox, and State Senator Al Olszewski, held their first debate in Billings in January. The primary election is June 2nd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.